Unit 13.
Страницы 856-857. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух предложение, обращая внимание на употребление времен.
1. They've been building those pavilions for a very long time. 2. He's been learning Japanese for a year. He's learnt to speak it a little, but he can't say he's learnt to read and write. 3. We've been looking for some exhibition ground since last month, but we haven't found a suitable place yet. 4. The auction has been going on for 2 days, and most of the pictures have already been sold. 5. They've been trying to solve the problem since they began to work together, but with no success. 6. Thank you for this wonderful music centre. I've been wanting to have one for a long time. 7. So sorry I'm late. Have you been waiting long? 8. How long have you been using your car?
Well, since I bought it 3 years ago.
9. How long have you known each other?
Since we went to college.
10. I've always wanted to play tennis, but I could never afford to spend enough time to learn. 11. Hello, Bill. I haven't seen you for ages. Where have you been keeping yourself? 12. He hasn't called me lately. 13. I haven't seen her lately. 14. We haven't heard from them lately. 15. It happened quite recently.
Страницы 858-859. 4. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух диалоги.
1.
I wonder if you've got a free moment now.
Yes, why?
I want you to meet Peter Bennett. I've been wanting to introduce you each other for a long time.
Oh, Peter, I've been looking forward to meeting him since I heard he was here. What a lucky chance.
Yes, indeed. Let's not miss it.
No. 2.
Hello. Good to see you again. It's been a long time since we talked last. How are things?
Not too bad, but we've been having a hard time trying to get things going.
It's always hard to start a business venture, but well begun is half done, isn't it?
Страница 859. 5. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух диалог.
Inviting a friend to come round.
Hello, Bill. What a pleasant surprise. Oh, Alan, hello. Glad to see you too. I haven't seen you for ages. Where have you been keeping yourself? I've been to Canada on business. By the way, if you've nothing planned for Saturday evening, I'll be very glad if you could come and see me at my place. Is it going to be a party? Well, no, not really. Just a few friends who'll come round to see me. You know most of them. I'm sure they'll all be very pleased if you join us. Thanks a lot. I'd be pleased to come. Till Saturday, then. Bye. Bye.
Страница 860.
Topic for discussion. 1. At a joint venture meeting. Well, if everybody's here, let's begin. As I'm sure all of you know, we have invited a team of experts to do some work for us. They've been doing some market research for our company, and today I'm happy to introduce you to Mr. James Bennett, who's going to tell us the results. James, let me introduce my colleagues. Nick Petrov, the finance director. Boris Nikulin, the production manager. Oleg Belov, the sales manager. Nina Izvekova, a design expert. I'm very happy to meet you all. I've heard a lot about you from my boss. Now we've met, and I hope what I'm going to say will be of interest to you. So let me begin. Our team got down to work 3 months ago, and all this time we've been trying to find out what kind of future this joint venture has. I must admit that before we started our investigation, we'd only had a general idea of your economic problems. Now, it would only be fair to say we have a pretty good idea of your opportunities. I can't say that there aren't going to be any difficulties. On the contrary, a great effort will be required, but the effort's worth making, because There are a lot of chances for someone who wouldn't hesitate to take risks. Let me give you some facts and figures.
Страница 861.
Topic for discussion. 2. During the break. Well, how did you like the report?
I think they've done a wonderful job. They've investigated everything very carefully, and in such a short time too. I was impressed.
I'm very pleased to hear that. I've been working with James for a long time. He's done some very important market research for the world's leading companies.
Then the work he'd been doing for us isn't of particular interest to him, I suppose.
On the contrary, he's very interested. When he was asked to be head of the team, he agreed without any hesitation because he'd always been interested in investigating the Russian market. By the way, he sounded very optimistic, didn't he?
Yes, very encouraging indeed. Oh, the break's nearly over. Let's go back to the conference room, shall we?
Yes, let's.